This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, the big day with Iowa and the caucus. This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the legendary 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan. From AM 1100, the flag, Fargo-Moorhead. From KLTC on the western edge in beautiful Dickinson, North Dakota. And KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken. You've got Scott Hennon and Todd, the radio god Mitchell. Hello, Todd.
Yes,
Todd,
sir.
Todd
yes,
connected sir. Us up with some colleagues.
Yeah.
That are, fellow iHeartMedia folks down at WHO.
I love those call letters. Those, I mean, not only are they legendary, but and you got the owl for the logo and everything. I mean, isn't that cool?
Ronald Reagan. You know,
You've heard the Reagan story, right?
Credits to the WHO for what led him into a film career, and then obviously. Career as a prominent member of the Actors Union. That got him into politics, and the rest is history, as they say. So,
you've heard the story about the ticker tape breaking in the Cubs game, right?
I have, yeah.
Isn't that legendary?
Yeah, so he was getting the results of a game that he was doing the play-by-play for by ticker tape. The ticker tape broke down, and he kept going, making up what was happening until the ticker tape worked again. Can you imagine?
Yeah, the guy followed up the ball for like an hour and a half. That's stellar. Because what do you do? You don't want to go on the air and say, oh, well, I don't know what's going to happen, because then everybody turns the radio off. This guy's got everybody on the edge of their seats forever.
We have technical difficulties. Yeah. So anyway, Jim Boyd of WHO will give us a live report for a couple of minutes here about the Iowa caucus tonight and what's happening. That'll be coming up in a couple of minutes. We're going to chat with a fellow by the name of Mark Mills. He's a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, which means he's smart. When you're a senior fellow, you're a thinker. You work at a think tank and you put out, you know, policy papers and ideas. And so he's written a really interesting piece in the Wall Street Journal. I posted it on my Facebook page and talked about it on the air. But the piece is entitled, After the Carnage, Shale Will Rise Again. Vast swaths of shale, that'd be like us here in the Bakken, will be profitable with oil at about $40 a barrel. And the nimble industry is ready. I mean, that is a headline that screams North Dakota and the oil industry. It really does. He specifically talks about the Bakken in this and refers to the difference between what happens in the Bakken and what happens in state-owned oil plays around the world. And he has some ideas on how to have it happen, the return, if you will, of the industry with a little bit of research and some. He wants a public-private program on strategic petroleum research technology. And I want to know what he means by that, because maybe it's something we ought to start advocating for. I don't know. I'm not big on government programs, and when I see public-private partnerships, I get a little leery. But I want to know more. So we're going to ask a few questions of him today. Rob Port of the Say Anything blog will be here. Rob has been all over this story of President Bershani's lavish travel to India. President Bershani, the president of North Dakota State University, and it's causing quite a controversy and a rub emerging between the chancellor and the president again in public and a lot of things. I don't know what side you're on this issue. Most folks have a side on it, but we'll give you a chance to hear the facts and talk a little bit about it from someone that really has shamed all the other reporters in the state on this story. He's been all over it. And the Forum News Service has now given Rob a column, so he writes a column in all their papers, which would be like Dickinson, Jamestown, Grand Forks, Fargo. And this Sunday, he had a column in there suggesting that President Bershani should be fired, that his contract should not be renewed because of his dishonesty on this issue. And there was one, two, three other pieces that were basically, you know, one was calling Rob a, you know, he's a crazy man, he has no credibility, some editorial by some individual who doesn't have much credibility himself, but amazingly got on the same page so he could take on Rob. And then there was the lead editorial that was ripping into him. And then there was another column. So it's like, wow, I guess we're a little worried about dissenting opinions here. We're going to pile on. So it was rather interesting. But I think it's a badge of honor for Mr. Port, who, as a blogger, basically a one-man band at the Say Anything blog, has scooped newsrooms that have payrolls that are like, you know, millions in the case of Forum News, more, and, you know, hundreds of thousands in the case of many TV and newspaper newsrooms around the state. So it's pretty interesting. And there are a lot of thin-skinned news types that don't like bloggers breaking stories, but he breaks a lot of them, so we're going to chat with him. Also, speaking of thin skin, you know, we did our interview Friday with Doug Burgum. And I don't know, maybe this is, I'm not going to label it thin skin, I'll let you decide. But there was a post I put up on Friday saying, hey, Doug Burgum will be our guest. If you have a question for him, you know, put a post up here. Put your question here, as we always do, often do. Anyway, after the interview, a fellow by the name of Dave Oz from Minot puts up a post asking Mr. Burgum, hey, have you ever been west of Castleton? And, you know, goes on to say, have you ever had a whirly whip at the Stanley Dakota Drug? Or, you know, I mean, and, you know, some questions and basically that I think a lot of people think. You know, hey, are you just a Fargo business guy that's got a lot of money, or do you actually know North Dakota? Anyway, Doug Burgum responded on our Facebook page. The candidate for governor responds. And in this rather lengthy response, goes on to talk about all the places he'd been to in western North Dakota. And it was well done, honestly. It was pretty well done, explaining where he'd been. He also, before he responded, found out that Dave Oz, who is an accountant in Minot, is the District 5 chair for the Republican Party. So, in other words, at the primary or at the, you know, convention, he'll have some measure of sway with his, you know, fellow members of his district and, you know, delegates and everything else. So he had done a little research there and said, you know, thanks for what you've done for the Republican Party. So there was a little bit of a suck up in it, too. But anyway, if we have time, I'll share more of that a little later on. I want to talk with Rob a little bit about that race as well and his thoughts on where things are at in that race. We're going to be in Stanley, North Dakota tomorrow for the Northwest Landowners Association annual expo. Should be great fun. Talk to my friend Tommy Canville from the University of North Dakota Center for Innovation. He is working on a lot of projects related to all the UAS activity going up on and up in Grand Forks. And we were talking about something else, and he said, do you go into the Northwest Landowners Association? I said, I am. And he said, I am too. And I said, well, what? I don't get it. What? He said, well, you know, we really need these landowners to understand that these unmanned aerial systems are their friend. They're not a foe. There's the possibilities here are endless, but we just want to reach out and make sure folks know we're here if they have any questions. I mean, there's a huge amount of these things that are being, you know, licensed and put out there. So it's definitely going to change, and North Dakota's going to play a big role in that. So anyway, looking forward to seeing Tommy out there as well, and a lot of other folks. I see our Attorney General, Wayne Stengel, will be there. Candidate for governor, and I see that Julie Fedorchuk from the PSC and Ron Ness from this hour's sponsor of the What's on Your Mind program, North Dakota Oil Can program, will be there, and a lot of other folks as well, Doug Goring, and I shouldn't start mentioning them without having the list in front of me because it's a pretty long list of folks, so who's who that'll be there tomorrow. Then we're going to spend the week at the North Dakota Safety Council event. They're kicking off today with their pre-conference gathering, and then really get cranked tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. I was there last year. It's a world-class event. I mean, Chuck Clermont and the entire team there really do a fabulous job providing information for people on how you help keep people safe. I mean, it's such a noble cause they do. And, I mean, this is a private organization. They're a nonprofit. They have members they work in concert with. They really do it well, separate from WSI. And WSI is obviously doing the workforce safety side, but North Dakota Safety Council is different, and we have been doing some regular safety talks in the program just because there's so much to talk about. And we care about you, honestly. We care about our audience. We're there for you. So, you know, that's why we want you around. That's why we spend the time we do on it. So we're looking forward to that this week as well. So it'll be a busy week, a lot going on, and we're looking forward to that. We are brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You know, everybody talks about oil being down. Do you see the latest numbers? It's still 1.1 some odd million barrels a day that are coming out of the ground in North Dakota. Folks, that is staggering. I mean, at one point we had 190 rigs, actually even more than that. The high water mark was 218, but 190 rigs, there was 1.2 million barrels coming out of the ground. Now we have, what is the number? You know, mid-50s, 45 or so, and we have 1.1 million barrels coming out of the ground, right? So, you know, these wells are still cranking, and there's still about 1,000 wells that haven't even been completed. So a lot going on, wells being added all the time, and really the drilling that does go on, about $8 million, $8.9 million, the average cost of drilling. It's come down, actually. I mean, it was as high as like $9 million, and continues to come down. So it's pretty amazing when you think about that, the cost, the dollars and cents that are going to the economy. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We'll catch up with our friends from Iowa and then get to your calls on these or any other topics this morning on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Name your vehicle. What do you want? Would you like it at a below market price? You got it. S&S Motors, Inc. Or call 701-444-2341 right now. S&S Motors has built a reputation for honesty and fair dealing. You'll get a better deal at S&S Motors if you give them a shot. Tell them what you want. They'll find it. They did it for me. Found a great Ford Explorer, a couple years old, low miles. Great deal. S&S Motors, Inc.com or call them at 701-444-2341. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
A quick plug here for the wild trip we've been talking about. It's February now, so it's time to get serious about thinking about this. I know when we first started talking about, like, in December, it's like, oh, man, end of February, talk to me when, you know, I'll get a little
it's
closer.
It's February.
This is a neat story. There's a fellow by the name of Marky Noah who's had some health challenges. He is the grandson of the great Johnny Noah. Johnny Noah, of course, the first All-American at University of North Dakota on the hockey program, also was a silver medalist in the Olympics, and just a gem of a guy. He died in the past year here, but his grandson, Mark, he has many grandsons, but Marky's a famous one. He's had some health challenges. They have a benefit for him every year, and he's famous in the sense that he probably is on a first-name basis with about every member of the Minnesota Wild. So if you you come along on his trip, you know, you're probably going to be hanging with Zach Parise. I don't know. I'm just saying Marky's on the trip. That's all I'm saying. Get a load of this story. So I'm leaving Mass yesterday. Marky comes up for a fist bump. And I think his sister or somebody had told somebody they just got back from a trip. So I asked him about his trip. Turns out, he had written a letter to Richard Anderson, who's the CEO of Delta Airlines, after a trip they had done from somewhere, and said, you know, I really like your airline, you're very nice, your people were nice, and I hope I can work for you someday. Something to that effect, right? And recently here, they got a packet back from Richard Anderson, thank you for the note, and by the way, we'd like Marky to be our guest at our world headquarters in Atlanta. So four first-class seats that Delta paid for, by the way, not taxpayers, four first-class seats down to Atlanta, Georgia. They meet the plane with this, escort in a Porsche to take them to the world headquarters. They get down to the world headquarters, and then they send them down to, there was some really cool Harry Potter thing in Florida, I guess, going on these days, and they send them down to Florida for and pick up the tab on everything. Just because Marky sent this nice note, and I'm like, boy, Bison fans need to hear that after that whole debacle over the ice, icing nightmare at, right before the trip down to Frisco where they ran out of icing fluid and everybody was so mad at Delta, because that was a feel-good story if I've ever heard one. I mean, what a great gesture on the part of Delta. But it gives you an idea what a big, big deal our buddy Marky is. And so you might want to be on the wild trip. Now, February 28th is a Sunday, and the Minnesota Wild play the Florida Panthers at 2 o'clock, okay? And so it's an easy deal, in the fact that if, you're going to get back to Fargo at a decent night, on a decent time, rather, on Sunday night. Now, for folks that are listening in Watford and Williston and points beyond, you're probably going to have to make it a two-nighter, need to come in and stay the night in Fargo and then go out Sunday. And we can help you out on very reasonable hotel accommodations. If you're interested in any of this, it's $229, and I got your travel, courtesy of Dave Noah's Remax Legacy Travel, and the premium seat. And these seats are, again, I want to say 180 or something, plus fees, and they're really spendy seats. They're good seats, but, the Wild XL Energy Center, it's unbelievable. Lower level, double attack zone, so they're great seats. But see a couple of UND former players, and also, there's a couple of UND former players, former Sioux on the Panthers as well. So here's the scoop. Call Marie and she'll take care of you, answer any questions on the details. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3, and she will take care of you. All right, we're going to give up for a while on our WHO guy who is...
It's under 940.
Oh, we moved it now. Okay, all right.
Well,
they moved it, right?
Yeah. I just got tied up with something. We weren't on his schedule, so I resent what was sent to us and blah, blah, blah. But said, no problem, 940 will work fine.
Our people are talking to his people, and then we're figuring
something
out.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. So, look forward to that. Anyway, so we'll do that a little later. In the meantime, tell me what's on your mind. Who's going to win Iowa? That's what I want to know. Who do you think is going to win? Who wins tonight? Trump and Sanders? Trump and Clinton? I do believe this. If Trump and Clinton win tonight, and win, say, decisively, like more than, by a nose, they're both the nominees, in my mind. I really think that. I think they ultimately end up being the nominees. And I'm getting to the point where I'm hoping for that on Hillary, because with all this email stuff, there's got to be some there. There were stories breaking Friday that there are, FBI officials that are acknowledging an indictment as written and near, and there's just too much smoke for there not to be a little fire on this whole deal. So I want her to be the nominee. I really do. And if he is, I mean, that's a gift too. I told Phil Parker the story. There was a high-up Clinton official that told Tucker Carlson from Fox News that, can you believe we're losing? No, he said, I think he said, if we are losing to a old socialist with ear hair, we are over. I tend to, yeah.
That's the tripping point is ear hair.
Okay. Well, that's the typical Clinton camp flattery, you know. My Lord. Anyway, but I believe that. On the other hand, I still think, my gut still tells me that there is a, there's a chance that that debate dance where Trump skips the debate costs him in Iowa. The polls are always goofy in Iowa. They are always goofy. I mean, the whole last time we did this, Mitt Romney, Rick Santorum, 10-point surge over the polls for Santorum, and like a 3-point fall for Romney. I mean, in other words, from the polls to the actual outcome in the waning days of the debate, or the, you know, the lead up to the caucus. So it can happen. It definitely can happen. And I had an interesting debate on the Facebook page over the weekend. That's my when I don't have you, the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind, during the week, I have to go to Facebook just to kind of throw out a few thoughts. And here's the question I threw out. Who's your heart pick? I had a conversation. I'm going to have him on the air this week with a prominent Republican strategist, friend of mine. He happens to be a North Dakotan. And he would not be the Trump type, okay? I said, what's going to happen? He says, probably Trump. I said, so everybody else, no chance. He said, here's the deal. Trump's a revolutionary. Politically speaking, Trump is a revolutionary. Nobody can touch that. And he's not a big rah-rah Trump guy. He's just saying, people are so mad, they want a revolutionary. They want somebody so different to go in and I believe he's right. I do believe he's right. Now, my heart is still not with Donald Trump. My heart is still not with Donald Trump. I see it happening, and I acknowledge it, and I'm okay if it does happen because I think we need a revolutionary. But my heart's still not with him. So here's the question. Who's your heart pick? Forget all the polls. Forget, oh, could they win? Could this or that? All the, you know, back and forth, the punditry. Who is your heart pick that you know if that person was president, what they would do would just fix this mess? Love to hear it. Call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Let's get to some calls here at 855-200-1776. Game on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for $4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albanese Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for $4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If I were a farmer, if I were a rancher, first of all, I think I'd never be able to remove the smile from my face. I'm just saying. I know it's always easy from the cheap seats, but I know commodity prices aren't all that great, and you know cattle prices are coming down a little bit too. But I'm telling you, it seems like a fun gig. But were I in your camp, I would own an Apache sprayer. I would, yeah, for a lot of reasons. One, I'd be in the field when a lot of folks are not because it has that light footprint. I mean, that mechanical drive system is just rugged, but it has that lighter footprint to it that's unbelievable. 5-year warranty standard. That's how much that, you know, there's a lot less to break down. Simple as that. And great fuel efficiency. They have you know, the size you need, 750 gallon to 1200 gallon, booms up to 132 feet and covers some serious ground with that. And always good deals. Good deals now in the 2016s and financing, 2015s. Some used ones, HighPlainsApache.com. HighPlainsApache.com. Just do a little browsing today. Or stop and see them in Mandan across from Bonanza and Frontier South Fargo, exit 60, I-29. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. We did get a hold of the folks from WHO, so they're going to be joining us here shortly to tell us a little bit about what's happening on the ground in Iowa. We want to hear from you. Who's your heart pick in the presidential race? I really want to know that. Who's your heart pick in this governor's race? Friday we have Wayne Stengem on, and then we'll have had three talk radio town halls. We're working on debate requests as well, and a lot of coverage. I want to do talk radio town halls with the candidates in front of a live audience, as well as you on the phone on the other end of the radio. So working on a few invites on that front, and this is going to be very interesting. I think wonderful. A lot of feedback from the interview we did Friday with Doug Burnham. And here's another example of that from a listener that says, Scott, I've been frustrated by the rhetoric echoed by so many, which supposes that Measure 1 demonstrates that North Dakotans are pro-abortion. The debate on Measure 1 took place as though abortion was not even part of the equation. The only thing said about abortion is that it would ban it, which was false. The rhetoric, also false, used to kill the measure was centered around end-of-life decisions, trusts, living wills, which similarly would have been unaffected. There is no point in relitigating the issue as Planned Parenthood put millions of dollars in to defeat it, along with Betty Grandy and Margaret City, two legislative candidates, with lies. But the defeat of Measure 1 was anything but a pro-abortion message. If opponents of the measure would have debated the issue using facts, it would have passed by a wide margin. The reaffirmation of a constitutional protection is hardly controversial. I tend to agree, and the talking point that Doug Burgum is using is saying North Dakotans have spoken on this issue. He said it in Valley City. Someone sent me video of it. Said the same thing on our air. So
I tend to agree with you. I tend to agree with you on that particular issue. But we're getting a ton of feedback on the interview. A lot of you were upset after the fact that he was not answering the questions and really took exception to that. And, you know, a lot of people saying, oh, I got my answer because he didn't answer. And when he doesn't answer a question, I know, and I'm not voting for him. So that's what happened. So anyway, we're going to keep tabs on all of it. Appreciate all your commentary. Let's go to Iowa for a moment here on the big story of the day. Jim Boyd of WHO Radio, the legendary voice down there. Jim is a news reporter for WHO, joins us on our newsmaker line. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Pretty good. Yourself?
We're turning the tables on you. See, you usually get to interview newsmakers, and now we get to interview newsmakers.
Well, because it comes with the territory, especially at this time of year for this particular event.
By your very presence, you are, a newsmaker, see, because what the heck's going on in Iowa? Just be in Iowa, and you're and we all want to find out what's going on. Well, do me a favor. First of all, the whole caucus thing, what happens? I mean, are you doing several ballots? Are you debating this? Walk us through the caucus process.
Walk us through the caucus. My goodness, that could be a theme song for 4 years from now. Anyway, it's different depending on the political party. The Republicans make it very simple. You check in at the caucus site, and you check in by them looking to see if you're a registered Republican. By the way, you can register tonight as a Republican or a Democrat at the respective site if you choose to do so. And then you can change back tomorrow if you choose to do so. Anyway, the Republicans, once they get inside, there will be some very short speeches by people representing some of the candidates. Not all the candidates will have representatives at all the caucus sites. We'd be here until Thursday if that happened. And then they simply hold a secret ballot, kind of like a straw poll. And then they turn those in. They count those. They're sent to the central counting location here in Des Moines, and we start to find out who's leading and who's not. The Democrats do it very differently. Once they get inside the building and hear the speeches, they break off into preference groups. There will be a group of people in one part of the room for Hillary Clinton, another for Bernie Sanders, a third for Martin O'Malley, and maybe even a fourth for undecided. If one of those groups does not represent 15% of the people at that caucus, that group is considered non-viable. And then the other groups that are viable can then try to encourage or lobby the unviable people to come over to their side. So it's actually a little bit of lobbying, almost like kind of like a little backdoor politics, if you will, for the Democrats. That process will take, obviously, a little bit longer than it will for the Republicans, who are just checking a square next to a name. And then they will report their results as well.
Interesting.
That's how it works.
So literally, once you vote, on the Republican side, you're done? You don't, debate about it or anything else?
They don't debate about that. There is obviously some other party business that has to go on because there are delegates who will be chosen to go to the county convention, the district convention, the state convention, and so on and so forth. And eventually, somebody from a precinct caucus tonight could easily be a delegate to the Republican or the Democratic convention. They have to go through that process. There's the presidential portion of today's caucus is only a segment of what happens, because in off years, there's always a caucus. You know, any election year, there's always a caucus. But the attention this year is because of the presidential candidates.
Understandable, yeah. So how you've obviously covered a few of these caucuses over the years, I assume.
1980 was the first one.
How about that? And the famous one where Ronald Reagan goes on to win. So how is this different? How has this year been different as someone that's covered? What's unique and, stands out from this past cycle?
Two names, Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders. I mean, let's face it, they have rocked the boat. In fact, we were just having a staff meeting in the newsroom here before I came on the air, and somebody said, is this the caucus where we throw out all the rules from previous caucuses and just see what happens? The answer is yes, because both of those names that I mentioned are the anti-establishment candidates. No doubt about it.
Were they getting like mega crowds that would be different than, say, Mitt Romney or Barack Obama did or anybody else in the past?
Well, the president did have those crowds. And I don't know if you call President Obama 8 years ago the anti-establishment candidate. I mean, all the Democrats did once he got enough delegates, gelled behind him. But because of the way Trump campaigns, because Bernie Sanders is garnering so much support from young people, this isn't really supposed to happen. Young people aren't supposed to participate in caucuses because it's not as easy as going in and checking a box and then you're on your way in 5 minutes. No, this takes some time. So the fact that there are a lot of first-time caucus goers who will be young people who are supporting Sanders and who are supporting Trump, that's why they are the people to knock off tonight, and I really don't see it happening. Even though Sanders only leads Mrs. Clinton by 3 points in the latest Quinnipiac University poll, which came out this morning.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you just say you don't think Sanders will do it?
No, I don't think Mrs. Clinton
will do it. Okay,
Sanders.
Yeah. I got it.
Really,
so, yeah.
I really think that Sanders and the youth movement, you know, you could almost call him Grandpa Sanders to them, will actually, you know, carry the day. I could
Swamper.
Be wrong. You know, I've missed the boat before. And
well, I made the prediction today that if Trump and Hillary both win, they're going to go on to be the nominees.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure they're going to. I mean, I still don't know. I don't know that we know the impact from Trump skipping the debate, do we? I mean, that could have cost him.
Well, that Quinnipiac poll I just indicated, just referenced a couple of minutes ago, last week had Trump ahead of Cruz 31 to 29. Trump is now ahead of Cruz 31 to 23. So Senator Cruz has actually lost some ground since, last week. I don't exactly know why. And the Quinnipiac poll indicated it's because of the first time caucus goers, the people who are going, you know, for the first time, they are carrying the mail for Trump and Sanders at the moment.
Here's my big question.
Okay.
Do those Trump folks that are just showing up like crazy at every hall there is and just love the guy, and same on the Sanders side, the folks that just, you know, young voters in his case, new voters on Trump's case, Do they always translate to actual caucus goers? I get going to the rallies and I get the fever pitch leading up, but does it translate into people that go cast a ballot?
If I had an answer to that question, I'd be quitting my job and vacationing in the Bahamas right now. I don't really know whether that's going to translate. We won't really know until we get to 7 o'clock tonight. That is the interesting thing about the caucuses and here in Iowa. Up until a day ago, or maybe 2 days ago, there were 30 to 35%, pick your poll, who said, I might change my mind by Monday night, 48 hours before the event. And, you know, it's either people just trying to stick it to the pollsters, I'm not telling you, so I might change my mind, or they sincerely haven't made a decision and will do so sometime today.
Are there any kingmakers that are swaying this at all? In other words, like Governor Branstad or Senator Grassley, for instance, on the Republican side, that are swinging this one way or the other, or others on the Republican side?
Well, Governor Branstad was quoted this morning as saying, "I'm not endorsing any candidate," but of course, last week he said, "Don't vote for Ted Cruz because of his position on renewable energy." That may have had an impact. The reason Ted Cruz came to the forefront was because of our ultra-conservative congressman, Steve King, who hails from the northwest part of the state, and that immediately got all the evangelicals, all the conservatives, seriously taking a look at Cruz because of King's endorsement. So that's kind of a kingmaker, no pun intended, but, you know, I really question endorsements. I really do, and that's after a 35-year career in broadcast journalism. Everybody and their brother endorses somebody, and I really wonder if Joe sitting home in the living room really gives a rip.
Yeah, fascinating. Great stuff. Really appreciate you, Jim. Good luck there. Get some sleep tonight after the results are counted.
No,
the world.
We can't really do that. We have a blizzard coming in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Is that going to affect tonight much at all?
No, it's supposed to start after midnight. It's going to affect me getting to work tomorrow because I'm going to have to
shovel. Jim Boyd, WHO anchor and reporter. Thanks a bunch.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, Tom Fryer with the North Dakota Family Alliance, inviting you to be a part of Giving Hearts Day 2016. On Thursday, February 11th, please join us online at impactgiveback.org for this one-day, 24-hour opportunity to support the North Dakota Family Alliance and many other great organizations. Just as the North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family and strengthening the family, we are strengthened and blessed by your support. Let's make this Giving Hearts Day the best yet. Go to impactgiveback.org on February 11th.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 auctions include equipment auctions in Taylor, Carson, and Devil's Lake, North Dakota. An exceptional crop, pasture land, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Stark, Divide, Adams, and McHenry counties in North Dakota. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Piper's.com.
Good morning, Mr. Spencer. I hope this email finds you well.
Hey, Donna.
What was that?
Your sleep.
My sleep? Where are you?
Good question. You look like crap, by the way.
Hey!
Just saying. I'd like to help, but you sleep on that busted pillow from college, and it's keeping me awake.
I'm sleeping.
Oh, so you meant to put on two different shoes this morning. Rear-end that cop. And call your boss, Cheryl.
We're on a first-name basis.
His name is Larry.
Oh.
Get a MyPillow, Donna.
Your pillow?
No, MyPillow. It's a pillow customized to you, so it's yours. But it's called MyPillow because... Just get it.
Fine. Then we'll see how smart you are, sleep.
Yes, we will. Person talking to invisible nothingness.
Try the adjustable, washable, incredibly comfortable MyPillow and get the sleep you've been missing, whether you know it or not.
Okay, let's regroup on Wednesday. Donna, get some sleep.
I'm on it, Cheryl. Make your pillow MyPillow.
Call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott or online at MyPillow.com. That's promo code Scott.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Good morning, Scott. Just heard you read some comments about Doug Burgum. Okay, in Valley City, he couldn't decide when life begins. You know, is it at 6 weeks? You know, he just flunked high school biology class. Life begins at conception. Why? Unbelievable. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling, and... Others welcome, by the way, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. If you want to chat with Manny, he will pick up the phone in a nanosecond and get you on the air with us at 800-228-0550. If you would like to leave a message, as that listener did, and just get the comment out there, you can always call us at 855-200-1776. Just as soon as it picks up, press 1 and leave your message.
I will say the callers, they should be careful not to chat with me too much, especially if the phone... If about three or four lines are ringing, I have to get to them all pretty quick.
Yeah, now Manny's not being rude. He just has a lot on his plate. So if he says, just hang on. And all you need to do is say, want to talk to Scott. I mean, you don't need to tell him anything else. So, and he doesn't, unfortunately, have a lot of time to visit. But he does, he appreciates you very much.
But I think I joke sometimes when I say, call Manny, you can chat with him. I don't mean
that. You're opening up a whole other can of worms there.
Yeah, exactly. You're opening a big door there, Scotty.
And sometimes when people call, they say to Manny, are you Todd? And
Really?
Just to give you a little clue, Todd would be always at the mothership, 550 K-Fire, right? And I'm everywhere, okay? I'll, as I say, Stanley tomorrow, Bismarck Event Center for the North Dakota Safety Council annual conference, a good chunk of the rest of the week, which starts today, by the way, and goes through Thursday, so check it out. And I can be everywhere, sometimes in our Fargo studio, Tioga, Watford City, you name it. But Todd is always in Bismarck. I am everywhere. And Manny is always in, actually, Burnsville, Minnesota, believe it or not, is where our mothership. So we send our signal down to Burnsville. Manny mans the controls and the telephones down there, and it gets shipped up on a satellite and goes out to the stations. So that's how that works. So anyway, just a little inside baseball there on what's going on, so you know who is where. But Manny doesn't have much chance to visit. So just say, Manny, I love you, but I got to talk to Scott, and my name is blank, and they'll get you on. One day we'll do a little caller clinic. We'll do that in a little more detail. But
we just did, didn't we?
Did we? Okay. Emailer says, how really accurate are those polls? Different people are asked questions. Couldn't you ask same questions to different people at different times and get different answers, and wouldn't that change poll numbers? You know, the polling industry is a science, and most of them, you know, are ethical and do it right. In answer to your question, Jay, the polls notoriously have had a difficult time predicting what will happen in a caucus, right? Because it's one thing to say, who are you going to vote for on November, whatever. You know, this is the caucus, and people change, and then they go to a rally, and are they different, and you know what I mean? But it's a read. But as I pointed out earlier, they were off big time. The polls changed. 4 days leading up to 2008, 10 points in the favor of Rick Santorum, who, by the way, is a great guy. He is my heart pick. Rick Santorum is fantastic. And again, what is a heart pick? A heart pick is, who does your heart tell you would go in there, ethical, character, you know, right leadership skills, and just govern the way you need to govern. He is. I don't believe he's going to be able to emerge out of this pack this time, like he did in 2008. But Rubio is my heart pick this go-around. He really is. He's the total package. I mean, I have friends of Ted Cruz who love Ted Cruz, who are for Ted Cruz, who raise money for Ted Cruz, that say they're a little worried about just sort of his skill set in the way of you know, his personal interactions and you know, politically speaking, you know, the ideological spectrum, everything. He's perfect. And I'm with him. I'm with the guy 100%. But I do worry. That's, you know, I would flip towards Rubio because of just that I think his heart is perfect. I think the character's darn good. And I know people tend to go, well, what about that immigration deal? I mean, Lord have mercy. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio both have changed positions on the immigration issue. Okay. And both, by the way, have answered it like a politician rather than just say, here's the reason I was there, and here's the reason I'm now here. And here's what's changed since. I don't care if your opinion changed, your mind changed, your decision changed. Tell me why. Just give me a straight answer on what you believe at this moment. And neither of them have done very good on that, mostly because politically that's a lightning rod. And honestly, that's fueled Donald Trump's rise. It all started with, they're done. They're all gone. I'm booting them out. Put up the wall. You know, I mean, that is a very passionate issue for a lot of people. But I believe Ted Cruz gets in, Marco Rubio gets in, and maybe even a little less so on Trump because, you know, he has had so much bravado on it. Something will get done in that regard that will satisfy us 80% of the way. It will. So I don't, you know, hold against Cruz or Rubio the back and forth on immigration, if that makes any sense. Republican race, says Sally in Grand Forks. Sally, who's your heart pick? You just, you know.
Well, I want to tell you first why, and I'll tell you, and you'll know.
I actually don't have time, so just tell me who your heart pick is.
Well, I'll wait then. Bye.
You don't want to tell me? You don't leave us in suspense? Sometimes we don't have time for why.
How relevant is Iowa? How much does Iowa actually matter?
Iowa isn't very good at picking the ultimate winner. So it's relevant in getting everybody geared up and paying a lot of attention, but not necessarily on who the ultimate winner is going to be. So that's something to keep in mind, too. Good point, Todd.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.